From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Police, backed by search dogs and a helicopter, are trying to track down the man who killed four police officers this morning after barging into a coffee shop near Tacoma, Washington. The officers, who were all wearing bulletproof vests, were doing paperwork before their shifts. Sheriff Paul Pastor says one of the officers, though mortally wounded, apparently fought with the gunman and may have injured him.
We believe there was a struggle, a commotion, and a fight. There's a possibility that the Lakewood police officer got some shots off or fought the guy all the way out the door, and we're hoping there's some injuries on him, including a gunshot wound.
Pastor says investigators have no idea yet what the motive may have been for the killings. Paula Whistle of member station KPLU has more.
These officers work for the Lakewood Police Department. That's a small police department south of Tacoma. Right now, there is a massive manhunt for the suspect who left on foot but is believed to have gotten into a vehicle. And police say they are looking at a number of vehicles, residences, and possible people. Other departments, including the FBI and the state police, are helping in that manhunt.
Paula Whistle reporting from Tacoma. Iran's president says his government will build 10 new facilities to enrich uranium, with construction to begin on 5 of them within the next 2 months. His statement came just days after the governing board of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency censured Iran for its refusal to halt uranium enrichment. Analysts say Iran has made similar announcements in the past, but then failed to follow through. But White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said Iran's plans, if true, would be another serious violation of the country's obligations under the UN Security Council resolutions. Polls have closed in Honduras for a controversial presidential election. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from the capital, Tegucigalpa.
Ardent supporters of deposed President Manuel Zelaya boycotted the polls, calling them illegal. Many people who were voting said the elections offer a solution to the political crisis that has torn Honduras apart for the last 5 months. On June 28th, Honduran soldiers arrested President Mel Zelaya, forced him onto a plane at gunpoint, and deported him to Costa Rica. These current presidential elections are the regularly scheduled ones, and the candidates were chosen in primaries a year ago. Supporters of Zelaya reported what they called massive fraud and intimidation by security forces during the balloting. Opponents of Zelaya, on the other hand, said the voting went smoothly. The streets of the capital were relatively quiet. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tegucigalpa.
Exit polls in Uruguay indicate that a former leader of the armed resistance there, Jose Mujica, has won today's presidential runoff election. The Senate is set to begin debate on its version of legislation to overhaul the nation's health care system tomorrow. The House passed its version of health care legislation 3 weeks ago. This is NPR News from Washington. The World Health Organization says people infected with the virus that causes AIDS should start treatment with antiretroviral drugs earlier than in the past. The UN agency says the drug should be given a year or two earlier than has been typically done. Golfer Tiger Woods made his first public statement today about crashing his SUV outside his Florida home on Friday, but he declined for a third straight day to meet with Florida Highway Patrol investigators. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
It was almost 2:30 in the morning on Friday when Woods pulled out of his driveway and hit a fire hydrant and a tree. Woods was taken to the hospital with injuries and was subsequently released. He has since canceled 3 meetings with police to discuss the incident, and police have said no alcohol was involved. Woods canceled a third scheduled meeting with authorities on Sunday and released a statement on his website saying that the crash was all his fault and that it was a private matter. He said rumors about his family that have been circulating are irresponsible. There had been some speculation of a fight of some sort leading to the crash. Police say Woods' wife Ellen used a golf club to smash out the rear window to help him get out of the SUV when she heard the crash outside. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Millions of Americans headed home from their Thanksgiving holidays today. Johanna Ramirez was among them. She flew from Toronto to New York's LaGuardia Airport and says she was surprised by the lack of delays and hassles.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more hectic because a lot of people are flying back and forth and visiting their families, but it was actually pretty cool.
The AAA estimated that 38 million Americans would travel this weekend, slightly more than last year, but 20 million fewer than in 2005, when the U.S. economy was healthier. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.